Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea. Part 7, A Bad Thing. Based on the novel Tehanu. Adapted by Judith Adams.
My birth mother. I never knew her after I left her belly. I knew where she came from. Sunini said she lived somewhere west, not Gaunt, another island. That it killed my mother parting from me. So I stare west most days, or into the fire night time, looking for her face, until my eyes burn and water, burning away the other pain.
But it must have a name, the island we came from.
Who says it was an island? Some people live on the sea out there, on rafts, I've heard.
Tell me what my mother looked like before.
I told you, like you look now, pretty.
Well, here you go.
When father or any of the men picked me instead of Sunini, I'd lie very still, looking west.
It's that young one. Always keeps his blue cap on, tied his weaselly eyes, I expect.
They woke up to us, by the fire, father and weasel.
I told you to come.
I'll be gentle, little one. That's why they call me Handy. Come on.
He always smiles. This time, though, I change forever. Everything changes forever.
No.
What did you say?
And a huge wave of heat rises in me. I feel full up with power.
No!
Ow! She beat me. Look.
After that, I feel nothing.
You killed her.
Oh, she was tougher than that.
What'll happen when they find her?
Who's gonna care? No one cares, see? Still.
What are you doing?
I'm getting rid of the evidence. Just in case.
I lie there after they leave. Alone with the fire. One eye watching the sunset. The other looking down through the grey ash. Down in the earth, I see a woman in a bright kitchen, baking.
Mother.
She'll come to find me. I hope she comes soon.
Mother, don't you agree? It's time to leave.
The world, I'm not
the
that
farm.
Old.
Now father's gone.
Flint's still here, on the hill. Earth in his good earth. I'll lie there one day, I suppose. Anyway, go where?
You could come and live in town with us.
Maybe later, when there's baby's apple. Till then, I'll tend Flint's land and sheep and orchard and his grave. I've lived near tombstones before.
Half the village treat you as an outsider. It makes me angry to see it after all these years.
To the village, I'm some strange bird of passage from a foreign land who landed here and never flew home.
Mistress Flint!
Come in! What's the matter?
Can you come?
I can. What is it?
A bad thing. Very bad.
Apple, pass my shawl. What would the bad thing be?
A burnt child. Afraid to go and look, mistress. On my own.
We'll go together. Apple,
I'm coming with you.
Not even a blanket over it.
Is she dead?
Little one, can you hear me? Help me lift her out. Gently. Come. Come, little one. Put her down on the grass a moment.
Mother.
Half her face is gone.
And her hand?
Yes.
Do you think she fell in?
She'd have crawled out. She was unconscious when they put her there.
Tinker's been camping here a week or two. It didn't seem to do no harm. I know a few lads, fools from downriver, have been bringing food to get at the woman. But surely not the child, too.
We need to get her to the farm. Help me pick her up.
Mistress, let me...
No, no. I want to carry her. Light as a bird. Come on, quickly.
Mistress, don't you think...
What?
When a lamb,
when it comes out wrong.
Put it out of its misery.
Be merciful.
Were they merciful? Look, put a hand over half her face. Beautiful. Now see when I take it away. You talk to me of wrong, of mercy?
Flames of anger dance round and through her.
Mother.
Go home now, love. We've done all we can.
Will she live?
She might. She might well live.
You learned healing with Ogion.
Even Ogion couldn't heal this. Witch Hazel and heal all on the lesser burns, yes, but the rest? Beyond help.
They hold each other. I lie on the bed, trying to breathe.
Look, she's awake. Can she see us?
Go now, before it's too dark.
And leave you alone.
I am not alone. Kiss me up. And your new sister.
I'll be back soon, Mother.
Take her all the way home, Clearbrook. In the cart. There's evil about.
Yes, Mistress.
She sits. Takes my left. My only hand.
Who are you? I wonder. Where are you from? Well, you can live here with me always. And your name for now can be Theru. It's Gargish for flame. A little flame of life. I'll shield you from the dark now. From men's hands. I'm a white garg from the eastern archipelago. When I was as small as you, they took away my name. I was the nameless one, they said, serving the old ones at the tombs of Atuan, priestess of death and fear and darkness. Then someone brought light into my world, a torch, gave me back the name my mother gave me. He knew it. Dinar, he called me. Sparrow. I serve the old bowers and he took me from them. I will not let them have you.
She watches all night, talking and singing softly as I try to breathe and try again to breathe and try again to breathe. I live, drinking a broth. Feeding on good meat and cheese, apples and potatoes and stories, I grow. Through winter to another spring.
Help me stick up these beans, Theru, before the winds come.
Tell me a story about changing.
Oh, Sparrowhawk told me a story about changing when we were in his boat.
Look far.
Look far, yes. He told me a story about changing into a falcon and flying right across Earth Sea from Oskil to Gaunt.
Why?
Oh, to escape. As we were escaping over the sea ourselves.
Escaping what?
Bad things. Bad people. Hold this steady while I die. Anyway, he said it was too far. I saw through the bird's eyes too long. The bird became me and I was the bird. Bones and heart and wings all beating with my own blood. Until I reached my master Ogion's house. He brought me back into myself.
Mother?
Over here! Oh. Ethel, my dear, dear girl.
Theru!
You're so tall.
Not too tall to hug.
Good.
Mother, I met that squinty shepherd from Rhaelby on the way here. Townsend? He had a message for you from Ogion.
He sends his own messages. A whisper in the leaves, a thought in my head. Unless... What's the message?
Will you come?
Theru, get our packs and cloaks.
Mother, do you think...
We'll need a cup and bread, a knife, a flint and...
Not some raisins.
Yes, good girl, be quick. You must be dying, Apple.
You'll take her all that way with you?
I swore I would never leave her. Keep an eye on the farm when you can. Have a word with Clearbrook for me. If he needs help, make him hire someone.
How long will you be away?
I don't know. I only know we have to hurry.
We follow a stream west into the sun. It flickers through the trees.
So you see, Theru, when I was young, older than you, but young, Ogion was my father the way I am your mother now. Oh, I'm sorry to make you walk so fast, but I think you see he may be very ill.
In the sun's flicker, I see the face she's thinking of. An old man with cloudy eyes looking round for something lost he needs to find. Soon.
The old man. He's dying soon.
Might be.
Is it far?
Let's rest a little while. Drink, eat some more of your nuts and raisins. I will cut sticks to help with the walking. They can be wizard staffs. Farther west than birds can fly on the other wind. That's the wind my people dance, people of the sky.
What song's that?
The Woman of Kime. Kime is a little fishing port up in the north. Ogien was wandering there once, the way he used to when he was strong. He heard a fisherman singing it, mending his net.
On the earth, the wind.
When he asked about the song, the man said,
"It's one of her songs."
Who?
Lives along the strand there. That house at the end of the harbour wall.
Ogien knocks on the door and it opens. He steps back, holding his oak staff high, shielding the heat from his face, and cries out,
"Dragon!"
Next second, it's an old woman who says, mild as milk,
"Come in, Lord Ogien. There's soup on the fire."
They eat together, and he asks if she's a woman who can change into a dragon or the other way around.
If only it was that simple.
Mother!
What is it?
Hey there!
Two men. My father and Handy with his blue cap. I sink, shivering under my hood.
Teru, take your staff. We'll walk past them. Keep your head down. Leave it to me.
What's the hurry, missus?
Let us pass.
Well, you go there, eh? Pretty, is she? We're looking for pretty girls.
Oh, chin up, little lady.
What? I'll use this staff to curse you. Out of our way. We have business with Ogion.
That's a witch.
How about the kid?
I know.
It's your kid.
So, she didn't die. Or maybe she did. Dark magic, either way. Yeah, she knew I was right enough. We'd better keep an eye on them, eh? Wait our chances. We'll have another go.
No.
Not now, Andy. Patience.
We reach Falcon's Nest. Rayalby. I've seen it before in her stories. A low white cottage, peach trees, hens, goats, an open door. Ogion's house. Home.
Master?
Come in, Tenar.
Oh, Master. No one looking after you.
Tried. I sent him off.
You could have died alone.
Soon. Waited for your daughter. Now, if Ged would come.
Have you sent to him?
Tried. He's lost. I've lost my hawk.
No, he'll come. For you, he'd come from his grave. Just wait.
Who's the child? Yours?
Mine now. Teru, come and say hello. I'll see to a bed for us.
We look at one another.
You don't fear me, Teru?
No, I have.
Come closer. Let that be our secret for now. Call me Ogion. But your true name, I can't find. Strange.
Will you bring me back into myself, Ogion? Like you did with Sparrowhawk when he was a falcon?
Someone greater than I will find your greatness, child. Stay here, little bird, when I'm gone, eh? Watch the skies. Wait. Will you do that?
I'll wait, Master, and watch.
Teru.
You must be hungry. A few ripe peaches. Old tree by the south wall. Will you look, Teru, before the village boys find them?
Yes, Ogion.
She's not afraid of you. I'm glad.
What does Teru mean?
Flame. You never did learn Gargish. She'll need a true name. Can you see what it is?
Not I.
Not I. Beyond me, the truth of her. But her. How they'll fear her.
They fear her now.
Why did you go? Tanar, why did I let you go to bring such a one as that to me here too late?
Shush, be still. Be still.
Such power. Can't you see? You must teach her. Show her.
What? Teach her what?
All. Oh, she knows already. But so young.
Since she can't go to the school on Rogue, how will she learn? I've no magic.
Not Rogue. They fear her kind. Those wizards of Earthsea behind their high walls fear women and... Help me. Get up. I can't die indoors.
Not yet, please.
No choice. It's now, daughter. Oh. Forest, path, beach, above the meadow. If I can...
Wait, I'll fetch your staff.
Leave it. Your arm will get me as far as I need to go.
They struggle step by dragging step across the tangles to the forest edge. Young beech opens its arms. Ogion sinks down to its roots, his back against the trunk.
It won't be long, Tanna. A burned child. A dying man. Never one thing for you.
Always two, at least. More usually. But I'm here.
You're here.
Holding tight to her hand, he looks up through the leaves. Change comes over him like a light in the west. A glow. Golden. He watches something happening far away in front of his eyes. I see it too. Things moving through our daytime like fire dreams. Another island. A turquoise bay. A boat beached with one painted eye staring, the other hidden. A young man carrying an older man, limp like a dead thing.
My hawk. He's not... Look, there. Look. Can you see?
See what, Master?
Through. You can see them.
I can. A dragon crouching on the white sand beside two men. Immense as a storm cloud. Colour of iron stained with rust. Wings like sails.
Shobriel.
Shh.
Telling them to mount.
It's over. He's done what he had to do. And now he's... Everything's changed.
Tanna.
Wait, here.
He shakes and gasps and beckons Mother close. Whispers what I know already.
Ayal. My true name. Ayal. Tell them. Make them leave me at home, daughter. This piece of earth.
Then his breath joins the wind moving the leaves. We sit beside him through the night. News of the death of one so great spreads like mist over the hillside. Soon lanterns cross the meadow from Rialbi. People coming to see his homing. Men carrying shovels. A witch leads. Hair in charm knots. Red-rimmed eyes.
Mistress Flint.
Auntie Moss.
Welcome home. Is it to be here?
It is.
With your permission, dearie.
Of course.
Moss turns the mage gently on his side, knees bent. She presses a tiny charm bundle wrapped in goatskin in the palm of his left hand, then looks up at me and smiles. All is peace and joy with us. Then a man approaches. I see a staff and a coil of darkness in him like a whip about to crack.
Stop digging! Get that filth away from them, witches' charms and curses.
With his staff, the sorcerer flicks Moss's little bundle out of the dead hand.
There's a grave ready at my lord's house up in the mountain. My lord desires the honour.
Make them leave me here at home, were the last words of the Mage of Rialbi.
I'm Aspen, new Mage of Rialbi. You're going to cross me, woman. I came too late for him to give us his true name. A great loss made greater. He must be buried nameless. Take him up.
Aihal. He whose name was Ogion, who tamed the great earthquake with Heleth his master and saved Gondport, his true name is Aihal.
You asked me to believe he gave a woman his name.
I ask nothing. I tell you something.
It's not for the likes of you to tell
me. It is. Mistress Flint is the Lady Tenar. She brought Elfaran's Ring of Peace to Havno with the Archmage Sparrowhawk. She was Ogion's friend, and she came to help him cross over.
And he told a woman...
His name. Oh, this is a bad thing indeed, when such a name goes unheard, falls like a stone in water. Listen, now, all of you. Ogion's true name is Aihal of Gaunt, and Moss's charm is his to have and hold. She was his friend too. There. Continue digging his grave here, where he asked to be.
The sorcerer glances at the crowd around us, glares at Moss, then Mother, eyes glassed with hate. Wait, Ogion said. The last peaches ripen. And one hot evening, my mother, always restless now, walks to a special place, the Overfell. She sits there hours staring west. I'm not supposed to go to the great cliff edge, but I know this time is my time too, and I follow, hidden. Slowly, it seems, something flies towards us through the setting sun. Too large for a hawk or falcon. Too steady for a gull. The vast, webbed wings are rust red. Coils of smoke fade behind into the blue, bright air. Great claws trail lower and lower. Mother scrambles to her feet, backing away from the edge. It comes straight at the Overfell, straight to us, and lands on the rock in a sigh of fire and clash of scythe blade talons. Hear Mother whisper.
Men must never look into the eye of a dragon.
She smiles, says out loud,
I'm just a woman.
And we look straight into the coiling yellow eye. It's bright. It's smiling. The dragon vents a great orange flame. Like laughter, turning its head first so as not to destroy her. Then it lowers into a crouch and speaks. Not to her, to something lying on its neck.
Ahi varaihi ged.
We see the man then, clenching the crest thorns. Hands all bloody. Neck bowed down as though asleep or dead.
Ahi varaihi ged.
He doesn't stir. The dragon looks to Mother and speaks with a sound like steel sliding over steel.
Sobrios.
Mount, says the dragon. She moves past the talons and mounts, up onto the shoulder. Prizes his dead fingers open.
Come down, Ged. Let go. Come down.
And Carrie drags his lifeless body down the hot mailed hide to earth. She turns to see the dragon also turn, hesitate, and then turn back to her.
Sashi Kaleshi Tenar.
Kaleshin sees me hiding, eyes bathing me in fire. It swings away, straightens, and leaps out from the cliff, rising in spirals, flying due west. All that's in me strains to rise too. Everything has changed as Aihal said it would. But I'm not the woman of Kimeh. I can't change. Only watch.
Teru! Fetch help! A blanket or canvas! Hurry, help me! Help me bring him home!
Who is he? What was he doing on the Overfell?
You know him, Moss. He was Ogion's apprentice once.
Oh, that was the lad Sparrowhawk from Ten Alders, dearie. The one that's archmage in Roke now. This man's no mage, not even a sorcerer.
But I know him better than anyone. It's Sparrowhawk, the first man I ever saw in the tombs in torchlight. And the dragon called him Ged.
The what, dearie?
Did none of you see the dragon?
What are you saying, dearie?
That a dragon brought Sparrowhawk back to Gaunt.
Oh, it could have been illusion. Could be any man.
Auntie Moss, I came through an earthquake in the tombs with him. Are there other scars like those?
No, but there's tricks. Disguises. A thing that takes a man's form and body, though his soul is gone. Eaten.
A gebbeth, you mean?
There's a shadow on him. And there's dark things about. Oh, you know that. You've seen what they did to the child.
Maybe the shadow's his own death. I don't know. Maybe he's dying.
Might be best.
To let him die.
To let him go.
That's what they said about Theru.
She sees a light like a firefly in the darkness. Underground from long ago. And his face, younger, scarred the same. She is full of something very great to hold inside.
Which of us saved the other from the labyrinth gate?
Tanar.
In part 7 of Earthsea, based on the novel Tehanu by Ursula Le Guin, Tanar is played by Nina Wadia. Tehanu is Laura Elphinstone, Theru, Rosie Ball, and Ogion is Michael Burtonshaw. Moss is played by Elizabeth Council, Aspen by John Lightbody, Handy, Ryan Early, and Theru's father by Stephen Hogan. Apple is Kerry Goodison, Clearbrook, Sean Murray, Zanini, Lauren Cornelius, The Fisherman, Ryan Whittle, and Kalesin is Emma Handy. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams, and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.